阿们，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始第四堂的一起的学习的课程。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our final session of the workshop.
辛苦你们了，因为你们已经做了三个多小时哈。
Thank you for sitting with us for 3 hours already.
真的很辛苦，站比较容易，坐比较不容易。
Standing is probably easier than sitting there for 3 hours.
而且你们还要 process， 用你们的大脑。一直的 process 的这些东西真的很辛苦。
Continues to process the information we have bombarded you with.
第一个问题，如果我们在十二岁的时候才认识主呢，那怎么样可以正确的引导我们的孩子？
What if today we have just believed in the Lord at age 12? How can we correctly lead our child in the Lord?
从哪一天开始认识主的那一天开始，就是一个开始。
From the day that you start believing the Lord, that is the first day of your life with God.
因为在主的里面，他也是从零岁开始。
Because in the Lord, it's like starting with a zero age.
我们的信心就是说，圣灵成圣之后，会帮助这个孩子在很短的时间之内把主的东西吸收进去。
Because through the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit, we're able to have our children absorb all these things that we wanted to teach them but failed to teach them.
所以进去之后呢，主耶稣会在他的里面帮助他。可是这时候妈妈对主的信心跟态度是一个 demonstration 给他看。
So as the Holy Spirit enters in their heart to teach them, a mother's role or a parent's role is to show a demonstration of how they rely on the Lord and they pray to the Lord for help.
爸爸妈妈怎么面对困境的态度
？And how do parents face any difficulties that encounter in their lives?
爸爸妈妈怎么 handle frustration 的态度
？And how do parents handle their frustrations?
这个都是同时你在介绍耶稣给他的时候，他就开始在观察的东西。
And so they'll observe how you resolve your problems through the help of Christ.
所以当我们有这颗心。有这样的改变跟主的关系把它引到主的面前我们 OK 了
So once our heart turns back to God and we lead them back to God then everything that is a relationship between God will normalize again
很重要是爸爸妈妈今天我比较强调是爸爸妈妈我们自己本身对童年成长的那些伤痛要在圣灵里面得到解决是第一要紧的事
I wanted to emphasize it is critically important for mommies and daddies to bury your past and your hurts and have it be healed by the Lord Holy Spirit
那个东西一过我们才有可能有比较清楚的脑子去跟他说话
Only after you have your hurts be healedby the Lord, can you really be clear-minded to be able to guide your children to the Lord?
所以第一个问题是 ,yes, 你可以在十二岁之后你因为才认识主你还是可以把耶稣介绍给他的。
And so, the question is, can you still introduce them to the Lord after 12? Yes, indeed, it is possible.
那他说如何呢另外一个我们放在一起讲哈。那如何呢你就不断地跟十二岁小孩说你要活着为耶稣活着就有用吗
And the second question is, if you keep telling the child, you're going to be living for the Lord, how are you going to live for the Lord? Does that really help?
可以。
Yes, it actually does.
贴出来可以。
If you post this thing,Anywhere in the room,
上厕所也看得到。
Every time they see, they go to the bathroom, they'll see it.
吃饭也看得到。
Every time they eat, they'll see it.
会进去，犹太人是这样教的。
It will go in your minds. This is what the Jewish people do.
Okay, 所以做得到。
So you can do it and try it.
因为呢，他会受教育吧？你会让他受教育吧？
Because you know your child will receive education, right?
对他进去教育，老师会开始讲，前因为这样子，所以这样，他会开始连，那他就会去想为什么跟 how， 他自己会 generate。你一直说，一直说，一直说，是你的东西。他的 development 没有去想，我们是帮他 develop 一个问题 question mark， 而且是 good question， 他自己就一直 develop 上去。
So.If they're at school, they can understand cause and effect and they can think about it. That's what you're trying to do with a question mark. When you ask them what they're going to do with their lives with the Lord, it'll cause them to think and develop that part of the brain to continue to think why and results and consequences.
那请问伤痛会导致记忆力的问题吗?
And another question is, can hurts...
答案是 memory, 会 lost memory, 导致就是 cause.
Okay, so could hurts... harm your memory, cause memory loss.
会
Yes, the answer is yes.
所以很多中年的人，他会开始告诉你啊，我人老啊，记礼拜。
And so many middle-aged people Where parents today are going to say, my memory is really bad, I can't remember anything.
那是跟伤痛有关系。
And that may be a consequence of the past hurt.
所以会。
And yes, so your abuse may surface in a memory loss.
记忆力的影响、睡眠的影响、头痛都会出来。
Impact your memory loss, fatigue, lack of sleep, it all comes out.
那比较担心的是因为你还要走出来面对人群，所以他那个东西因为疲倦了，所以那个反应会很激烈。
And so sometimes what you do and you're facing people, the results of that fatigue may cause you to have an emotional outburst.
假如你想要吃巧克力或是草莓的味道，哎，他说这个已经不是问题。他说我知道了，不能让他选择。好，小孩子六岁之前是不是不应该给他看电脑
？So does that mean before age six you shouldn't give your children the computer to use？
那我哈，你们可以讨论，因为时间不够，我就要讲我。我觉得是对的，不要给他看电脑。
In my opinion, yes, don't give them the computer before age six.
因为六岁之后，他一定会用到电脑了。
Because after six, they'll definitely use computers at
school. 学校一定 introduce 电脑给他。
The school will introduce computers to them.
我们能够做的是在那个之前，不要让他去用使用电脑。
But prior to that, we can save their brains from the harmful effects of the computer.
为什么呢？因为我刚刚已经说过，大脑的东西在六岁之前在做 development。
And why is this good for them? Because we're protecting them from the development of the brain prior to their age six.
那他的视觉跟听觉要 coordinate with 大脑的这一块的时间是还在发展当中的。
Because at that time, their visual perception and their processing of their brains are still developing.
所以要帮助他 coordinate 很好的时候，要透过 thinking 跟 listening。
And also their coordination is developing, and for this to develop well, it goes through their thinking process and their listening skills.
所以越多的 story 讲给他听，越有帮助他的发展。
And so the more stories that you tell them, the better it is that will help their brain develop.
然后有一些书籍跟他看，他也会发展。
Reading books with them will also develop their brains.
有一些彩色的图片让他多看也会发展。
Color pictures would also help them develop their brains.
所以电脑的东西虽然很有颜色。
And so even though there's a lot of color on computers today.
可是它的速度太快。
But it is too rapid.
每一秒钟 flashing 的那个频率太高。
The flashes per second is so high.
然后它图画变化的太快。
And the pictures change too much too quickly.
小孩子的眼睛吸收视觉的东西每两秒钟 process 一次到他的大脑里面去。
For a child, it takes them 2 seconds to process one image that comes in.
可是他一看到的这个东西是一秒钟 flash 几百次、几千次的时候，太快对他。
Yet when they see a computer image, it would flash probably in 1 minute hundreds of times.
所以他印到后脑的那块处理的神经系统来不及处理。
So the imprint on their nervous system is too much. It overburdens their processing system.
一来不及处理，他的大脑就会告诉他 shut down.
And then the brain would tell us, would send a message to shut down.
In order to 活着，他要 shut down.
Because they're overloaded, they need to be able to survive.
你知道人有这个本能吗？
Do you know that a human being has the ability to shut down?
有一些 abused child, 他们虐待孩子，那个孩子 OK 耶，可以长大耶。
So that's why some abused children can still grow.
因为他整个 sense 可以 shut down.
Because they are able to shut down their whole
mind. 他不会感觉痛。
They won't feel hurt.
然后他不会感觉伤心。
They won't feel hurt.
他的大脑整个 send message 就是关掉。
Because the brain tells their entire body to shut down all systems.
Even 那个 memory 可以暂停。
Even the memory is at a standstill.
这是神给人的礼物。
This is again another gift from God.
就是当人遇到一个极大的痛苦的时候，他会有自动 shut down 的可能性。
Child meets abuse.Or something of great magnitude that they don't absorb the shock.
然后可以再出来。
That they are able to survive again.
Okay, 那个东西很快的时候，六岁的孩子他的大脑会告诉他停。
And so when you expose them to something that is so rapid, their brains will shut down.
可是因为颜色太好看，他的手不会停，他会继续看。
But even so, their hands will not stop because they like the colors on the screen.
Print 进去的东西就是叫 fatigue, 疲倦。
And this imprints in their mind cause them fatigue.
那这个就影响了他的什么睡眠
It influences their sleep.
小孩子有的很小会开始头痛。
Many of the children will start to have headaches.
那这个东西会影响他的情绪。
And it'll disturb their emotions.
所以他会变得很野，很 wild.
And the children becomes very wild.
他动不动很快就丢东西。
And they'll start throwing things.
他很快他就要发作，大叫一声。
And then they'll become very temperamental.
那个所有都是在 release 他里面的 tension.
And that's to release their tension within their brains.
所以他在放射这些情绪的时候，刚好碰到我们觉得这样是不对的。我们就
And then when we see that thing, we'll whack them.
然后他就又 shock.
And then they'll get another shock.
他就在这个 cycle 里面转，就是哎，他已经累了，结果他就又这样子一下，就他完全是没有意识的情况下，他慢慢怎么样就关闭起来 ，withdraw， 关起来了。
And so when they're so fatigued and then they're shocked by the parents, then they'll shut themselves down, withdraw.
所以关起来之后，我们要再打开他，要花一段时间。
And so after they withdraw from you, it's very hard for you to open them up again.
那个关起来就是他的 sense 整个会关起来。
What does that mean? It means that their senses were closed down.
就是你讲话他不理你。
So when you talk, they don't listen to you anymore.
你请他，你叫他做什么，他不会管你。
You tell them to do something, they won't listen to you anymore.
不乖不乖，我们就又处罚他。
And then they don't listen, so then you discipline them again.
他其实一直在关闭的当中。
Actually, they're in a shutdown mode.
有些孩子会跟我们讲说，你要讲什么，我已经知道了，妈咪。
So some children say, Mom, you don't have to say anything. I already know what you're going to say.
我看到你的脸就已经知道了。
I see your face and I already can predict what you want to say.
为什么？因为他已经关掉了。
Because they're shut down.
所以你讲五分钟只是浪费时间。
So your lecture of 5 minutes has just been wasted.
Okay, 所以电脑带来的坏处是在这边。
And so the computer, detriment of computers is tremendous.
但是呢，爸爸妈妈不是只有孩子哦，爸爸妈妈，你们也不能上网太久。
So, mommies and daddies, you too should not go on the internet too long.
因为我们都是人啊，我们有都是一样的大脑。
Because we also are humans with brains.
你上太久之后，你的情绪也很不好。
After you've been on the computer too long, you will have fatigue.
睡眠也不好。
Your emotions will be affected. You
can't sleep well. 睡眠不好就容易跟人家吵架。
Whenever you don't sleep well, you're going to have quarrels with others.
所以又是一个 cycle.
And then there will be another negative cycle.
所以我们就跟孩子吵。
And then we'll argue with the children.
孩子就跟狗吵。
And the children would yell at the dog.
就一直吵这样子。
And then this continues.
所以呢，六岁之前我不鼓励孩子看电脑。
So I personally don't recommend computers.
只有六年而已。
It's only 6 years.
他剩下的八十年都会用电脑。
80 years remaining, they'll still use computers.
你不用担心的。
Don't worry about computers.
他跟得上时代的。
They're going to be up to date.
你不要用电脑取代你的位置哦。
Don't let the computer take the place of mommies and daddies.
让他说在电脑学东西太快太快。
Don't let them learn things on the computer.
他只有透过你的 facial expression, 的 verbal 告诉他的东西，跟他一起 play, 你才有办法教他东西。
You can truly teach them from your facial expression, your demonstration, and your role play with them.
你会建议买狗狗给小朋友培养他的责任感吗？
Would you recommend
不可以笑，不可以笑人家的问题。
A pet dog to teach them to be responsible?
来 replace 吗？那我的，我很快啦，我自己的看法，你们可以继续下面讨论。我觉得我的看法是，买动物给孩子其实是一个好事情。
I think pets are a very good idea.
那因为他
personally,
他其实是在 release 他所有被爱跟爱的这个动作，他在练习这一块。
Because when they have a pet, they're actually practicing emotions of love and being loved.
但是要有目的。
But it has to have a purpose.
爸爸妈妈要贴那个什么东西。
So parents, you have to post what question on there?
怎么样为主活着
？How are you going to live for Christ?
所以你要把连狗狗都连到这个上面。
So you have to
有办法吗
？Bring the pet into this question.
想想看。
So think of how you can link it.
你爱这只狗，你希望狗狗做什么？它听话了。他照着你的意思做，你觉得什么？你把它连在一起。
So you link the pet. If you love this dog, what do you want this dog to do for you? What do you want this dog to do for Christ?
啊？懂？这个蛮新的，这新的 theory。OK， 你买他的书，就是说，把你跟狗的情感连到我。你所有做的东西都要把他孩子跟耶稣连上去。
So you want to relate the relationship between the child and the dog to the child and God.
这样就 OK。 所以狗其实有办法帮助它去 visual 去感觉到一个真实的东西，去转换成抽象看不见的 love with Jesus.
So the pets can really help them to visualize and understand the abstract concept of love with Jesus Christ.
确定一下，那个狗是很容易教的哦。
Make sure this is a teachable dog.
不然它也会选这只狗我不要了。
Or the child may say, I don't want this dog anymore.
你就很难连到耶稣的身上。
Then it's going to be hard to teach them about Jesus through this dog.
OK, 现实的生活我们也很难把孩子封闭在教会里面。为什么要封闭呢？当如果有很多 culture 上面的 conflict 的时候，冲突，那么怎么办呢？
The question goes,it is impossible to segregate and shut our children only within the church. But now that they're exposed to so much in a society, how can we help them?
Cultural 的东西一定要从自己身上做起。
So the cultural element is something that you do from within yourself.
意思是说，我们真的承认这个 culture 我们不熟。
And so we admit the fact that we are not familiar with the culture of the U.S. today.
我们怎么学都不可能变成金头发。
We can never become a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person.
可是我们一直想要学这样子的东西。
But if we keep trying to become so Americanized,
我们的孩子看见我们会有一点不太尊重我们。
Then the child would lose his respect for us.
Yeah, 因为我们一直处在中间这样子，就好像是亚洲人，可是又好像是金头发。
Because the way we act will be like we're Americans, but actually we look Asian.
我的做法就是，我承认我并不懂你的世界、跟你的教育、跟你的文化。
The way I would approach this would be admit that I don't really understand your lifestyle, your culture, or your society.
所以我只知道说，耶稣基督在我的身上做了什么事情。
All I know is what Lord Jesus Christ has done in my life.
这个东西的见证。一定要告诉他。
Your testimonies of your experience with God is the most precious thing you want to share with your child.
你不是推他来教会听别人的见证。
You don't come here to push them to listen to other people's testimony.
然后听完就说你学到了吗？你学到了吗
？And then after they listen to someone else's testimony, to question, did you get it? Did you get it?
没有用，他只有从
It's useless.
Authority image 就是说爸爸跟妈妈最原始的这个 authority figure。的领导的这个人的身上去听到一个生命的东西，那个会进到他的里面去。
The only thing that imprint into their heart is really the own testimonies of their authority figures, which is mommies and daddies.
所有弹钢琴的事、功课的事、买东西的事情，到了四十五岁之后，通通都会忘记。
Everything that they remember from purchasing things, piano, and homework is going to be forgotten by the time they're 40.
在 teens 的时候，所有 fighting 出来的东西，通通都会不见。
So all the fighting things from their teens is all going to disappear.
所有沉淀下来的 wisdom 智慧，沉淀下来的那个精华的 wisdom， 它就会变成一个 value 的东西，就是我为什么活着。
And the essence of all the wisdom, practical wisdom they have gained in their lives are the only things that will stay, and it will relate to why am I living here today.
那个时候可能我们已经六十、七十、八十，我们还不知道孩子现在到底想什么的时候，那个时候他会去想我们留给他什么。
At the time when they are 60, 70, 80, when we are long past gone, that's when they'll start recalling the values we have left them.
所以文化冲突一定要跟他谈。我的是什么？你的是什么？啊，我可以学学你的东西，你可以学学我的东西。这边是这样教的。
And so in the society today, they teach that if you have a conflict of cultures, we learn from one another. Say, what can I learn from your culture, and what can you learn from my culture?
他在他的学校的学习，所有的 method 跟那个方式是这样子的。
And that is the methodology taught in the schools today.
所以他最多做的东西，你知道在学校大部分是什么？是讨论。
And so, what is the greatest thing they do at school today, which spends a lot of time?
很会讲话，你们的孩子在学校。
It's discussion. So they will say a lot of things while they're in school.
可是在家不太讲。
But at home, they will not talk.
因为他自己会 shut down.
Because they'll shut them.
他知道，他只要开一个口，
they know that if they open their mouth,
会有二十分钟的 bombing.
There's 20 minutes of bombardment by their parents.
所以他宁愿不要出声音，
so they rather not talk.
偷偷的进来，
they quietly
偷偷的进
房间，
come into house,
quietly go into rooms.
这是现在的孩子，
and that is the child today.
为什么？因为我们没有在他的面前承认，我其实不懂你的 culture.
Because we don't admit in front of them that we don't understand their feelings.
这边的教育告诉他们，你没有的东西要 admit.
Because the culture here teaches them to admit your faults.
就是你不知道，你要说你不知道，你要说 sorry.
If you don't know anything, you gotta admit what you don't know and say sorry.
可这些东西在爸爸妈妈身上没有看过的时候，他其实不会尊重我们。
But if they never see you apologize, you never feel sorry for anything you do, your repentance, then they would lose credibility in front of their eyes.
所以怎么平衡他呢？
So how do you balance these teenagers?
真的要用谈话的。
You need to discuss.
他们学校是这样教的。
That what you learn at school.
你只有透过这样的机会可以把耶稣告诉他。
Versus what you learn at home, so that you can introduce to them Jesus Christ.
然后他的大脑就会开始 process 说我要不要这样的东西。
And then their brains will then start to process, do I want to accept this teaching or not?
这个都是指着teens 后来的一个发展。
And this is referring to the later development of teens.
十二岁之前，你可以直接告诉他就是这样。
Prior to 12, you can tell them this is the way it ought to be.
所以如果错过了没有关系，跟他谈。
But past that stage, you can discuss with them about God.
以后我们有机会可以做这样的练习。
And so we can practice this in our own lives, in our families today.
沟通的练习。怎么从圣经里面看沟通的练习
communication, discussion
圣经有教
so the Bible has taught us
okay? 所以呢、问题就这样子有没有人要举手
so is there any questions that people want to raise
换你们讲两句鼓励鼓励我
the question is TV just as damaging as computers
现在那种、哦、新式的那种 电视有没有平面的 LCD 的不错
like the TVs today, the high def with the flat screens, they're easier on the eyes and the processing of the brain.
Yeah. Oh, 谢谢 Yeah, 就是这样子。它比较容易，因为它有新的科技在里面。
Because there's new technology there.
那如果是我六岁以前的孩子，我只会给他大概十分钟、十五分钟的时间看电视。
For kids before 6, I will only give them 10 to 15 minutes a day to watch TV.
给他看时钟。
I will give them the round clock.
对啊，时钟，然后直到这个针走到这边的时候，电视会来关掉。
When you tell them that from this time the hand goes to this time, you can only watch TV for that time.
爸爸妈妈一定要随着他脑部，就是他本身的发展来，扩大你给他的那个freedom。
And so you have to follow them in giving them limited boundaries of freedom.
五分钟一直进到半小时，半小时进到一个小时，然后最多是多久？你要告诉他。
Now give them a certain amount of time that they can watch, and what is the greatest number of time? 5 minutes or half an hour or an hour?
因为从这边会去练习他的那个 boundary， 就是他怎么样去控制他自己的行为跟他的情绪这一块，那个 boundary 挡住了，他会想。
Use the object of a round clock to point them to their actions. It helps them regulate their boundaries and understand that concept.
TV OK, 旧的 TV 不好哈，丢掉。
So the old TVs you can throw out.
还有没有什么问题？想到的有吗？好，私下问也可以，都 OK， 很自由啊。摆在心里面跟耶稣讲更好，真的跟耶稣讲，因为我只有学一点点。
I've only learned a little bit. I'm sharing with you.
你问我就更一点点，你懂吗
？And so you, when you ask me, you're learning even less.
对，就好像爸爸妈妈，你们在教孩子也是一样，我们其实已经少掉很多东西了。
It's just like when we're teaching children, we're already losing a lot of things.
那你就一直教他。
And then you're teaching your child.
那个意思是什么
？And what does that mean?
你很完美啊。
That means that you are.
你没有缺陷。
Perfect, so you have no weaknesses.
所以你教的东西完全都要照你的意思。
So when you teach your children, you keep telling them, you have to follow me, obey me 100%.
那个是心中里面的骄傲。
And that is the pride from within yourself.
因为你其实不完美。
Actually, you're not perfect.
你在神的面前已经少了好几个东西了。
Actually, you're missing many parts in front of God.
情绪可能不对啊。
Maybe your emotions are not under control.
你可能长大的那个经历是被twist 过的啊。
Maybe you also are product of trauma and abuse.
你其实已经不完美了。
And so you're not a perfect harmonious being.
可是你怎么叫这个你不完美，然后叫这个人一直听你的？
Then how can you force this child to absolutely not doubt any of your words?
没有逻辑耶。
And it's not reasonable.
所以我们要回到耶稣的面前，知道说我不足。
And so we have to return to God and say we are incomplete. We are nothing. We don't understand.
我只是 try 我的 best. 尽力而已。
We are only trying our best with
our children. 好多东西做不到的。
There's many things we have not accomplished today.
我们真的没有办法想象这些孩子到了学校以后看见什么、听见什么，我们真的不知道的。
We really don't know what our children are facing, hearing in the schools today.
在美国，除非你自己踏进学校跟他坐一天，你会看见他的。整个学校整个同学的对话你真的会吓到的。
If you were to follow them for a whole day at school, you really would be shocked at all the conversations you hear.
然后我们太忙根本没有时间跟他们 talk.
And because we're too busy, we don't even spend time to talk to them.
我们嘴巴一开口就是弹钢琴。
And so when we open our mouths, you say, go play your piano.
去这里去那里。
Or go there, go here.
他在学校已经忍受了一天哦六个小时之后看到你就是弹钢琴。他怎么会弹得好呢？
And so, if they have been pressurized for 6 hours at school, and then the first thing you say to them when you greet them is to say, go practice piano, then they will hate you.
好可惜，那他当然是这样弹，那你一定听了你就不高兴啊。
And they might play it terribly, and then you'll be angry at them.
当把他的盖子盖起来，不要弹了。
And then you cover their piano and say, don't play anymore.
浪费我的钱。
And you waste my money.
那样的对话哈，都不是圣经的东西。
And this type of conversation is not according to the Bible.
都是看书看来的。不要看书，看圣经。
So just read the Bible.
我们不完美。
We're not perfect.
我们没有办法教这个孩子变成完美的人。
And so we can't teach a perfect child.
要认识这件事。
So if we have no such expectation.
这个是谦卑。
Then that is called humility.
只有这样子回到耶稣的这条路。耶稣才会帮我们。
When we humbly return to God, then Jesus Christ will help us.
对，不然说听我听我听我，然后你又在啊主啊，我唔知安怎教。
So we don't keep telling your children, listen to me, listen to me. And then when we talk to the Lord, we say, Lord, teach us.
对，我们不完美。
We're not perfect.
很大的影响。
Question is, many of our immigrant families are very busy. So most of the times we don't even attend the PTA meetings at school or even attend any award presentations. And what is that effect on our children today?
美国的学生70%的高中生经过统计之后告诉我们说他们最伤心的一件事情就是爸爸妈妈没有 involve 在他的生活里。
Survey shows that 70% of all high schoolers are very disappointed that parents are not involved in their schools.
第二个也是 top 的第二个 issue 是高中生最怕伤父母的心。
And the second top issue that teens face today is hurting their parents.
所以你看很有趣哈、哦，爸爸妈妈觉得他们伤我们的心，可是他们觉得他怕伤我们的心。
So it's very funny to think that parents are thinking that the kids are hurting us, but actually the children are very afraid of hurting parents.
So involvement, 参与他的所有他有的这些他觉得有成就的东西，是对他一个在内在里面很大人格上面的鼓励，是一个正向的东西。
So if we're more involved in the activities that they find that they are interested in, where they feel pride in, then it shows that we support them.
可是这个的前提是因为我跟这个孩子已经建立关系了。
And the reason that we'll do this is because we have set a relationship with our children.
所以关系不好的时候，我们要先请教他。
And so when our relationship is not going well,